This is Jay Sekulow coming live from Israel.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live, a special presentation from the Middle East. Now, live from Israel, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everybody. We're coming to you live from Israel. We are actually in the southern portion of Israel near the town of Eilat, which if you go to ACLJ.org and look at the map, you'll see it is the southern most portion of Israel. In fact, looking out right now, if I look to my left to try to paint the picture for you here, as I look to my left, you actually see the flag from the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan, literally just yards away to the left. To the right as I look out, and I'm looking over the, right now Eilat is on the water, so we're looking in that region of the country. If I look to the right, it is Egypt, literally a half mile down the road. And over the horizon, but clearly visible, you actually see Saudi Arabia. So this is an area that is very strategic. And we've been here for just 24 hours, and we just got in today. And I will tell you, in this portion of Israel, things are very, very calm now. As many of you know, we've got many of our members coming over to Israel, joining us in the next few days, literally hundreds of people coming in from different portions of the United States for a very important strategic trip. We're going to be meeting with government officials, military experts, leading academics on exactly what's happening in the Middle East region. I wanted to start this conversation. As I said to you, I'm coming to you live from Israel. I know there's been a lot about Israel in the news just in the last 2 days. There has been a report of attacks, which have been confirmed, but no damage and nobody hurt. In the northern portion of Israel, to the same area of Lebanon, coming out of Lebanon, that was hit last year, and that is the town of Kiryat Shemona. You'll remember that was a very aggressive attack by Hezbollah. But interesting, Jordan, Hezbollah, and Jordan's with me here in Israel as well, and Logan Sekulow, or my other son, will be joining us a little bit later in the broadcast. But interesting, Jordan, Hezbollah has denied, and it looks like it's correct in denying it, that they had anything to do with the attack in the northern portion of Israel. They are saying it was not them. They don't want another incursion. That's what they've stated so far.
Well, Hezbollah right now, that is, as people probably know, they've been following news, is fighting a war against moderates in Lebanon, the moderate government there. They're fighting their own battles within the country of Lebanon. So they didn't want to provoke a military conflict with Israel. What the reports here have been, that it looks like it may have been some Palestinian radicals, not sure what faction from, possibly an Al-Qaeda cell or something like that, operating kind of outside of the two main factions in the Palestinian territory, but also outside of Hezbollah, trying to get Israel into some kind of conflict or Hezbollah into some kind of conflict to draw attention away from the inner Arab fighting going on in both Palestine and Lebanon right now.
The interesting and the difficult area, of course, is the Gaza Strip, which is right along the coast. Again, if you go to ACLJ.org and look at the map, you'll see it right there. That has been taken over as of last week by Hamas. Here's a question I want to ask our friends, and I want people to call in on this. Our phone line is 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. How important, number one, do you see Israel as an ally to the United States? How important do you see Israel biblically? As a nation state. And we want to get your opinion on this and also the latest development, get your thoughts. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. And we encourage you to call with your comments on Israel. Do you think, again, the importance of Israel strategically, biblically, how you view the latest issues here? Let me tell you this also. We're going to be meeting with a variety of government officials in Israel over the next several days. And we put together a proclamation of solidarity that we want you to add your name to, so that you can show your support for Israel. Now, many of you aren't going to be able to join us here. I mean, we've got about 300 people coming here, which is very exciting. But we want you to be able to add your name to this proclamation of solidarity. And we're going to let these Israeli government officials know how many people are standing with Israel in support of Israel, not only at this critical time in our nation's history, but also looking at it from a biblical perspective. So if you want to add your name to this, Jordan's going to give you that information. It's a great proclamation of solidarity. And I've also posted online an update on exactly as the trip continues. We'll be updating it every day, what's going on in Israel during our trip. So, again, to add your name to the proclamation of solidarity, I want to be able to tell these Israeli government officials we have thousands of people. Jordan's going to let you know how you can do
it. There's two ways to do so, folks. You can call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to stand in support of Israel against terror and join the proclamation for solidarity. 877-989-2255 to join or go to ACLJ.org and sign online.
It's escalating, it is serious, and it puts the issue of terrorism front and center.
We're fighting a terrorist organization who is sponsored by the most vicious people on earth.
Israel in the middle, battling terrorists in the south and in the north, Hezbollah and Hamas, and the ever-increasing threat from Iran. This is such a critical time for the nation of Israel, with the war on terrorism clearly focused in the Middle East. The American Center for Law and Justice wants you to send a very powerful message to the Israeli government that America stands with Israel during this time of crisis. Sign on to ACLJ's Proclamation for Solidarity, showing your support for Israel. Call now, 1-877-989-2222. That's 1-877-989-2255. The Proclamation for Solidarity with Israel. Or you can add your name online at aclj.org. Israel is our friend. Israel is our ally. Support Israel now.
They're going to stop at nothing except if they're dead.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. We're coming to you live from Israel, and we're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're talking about the strategic importance of Israel biblically. We're talking about it in a geopolitical context. We want to know how important you think Israel is to not only the national interests of the United States, but also from a biblical perspective. And as I said, our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. We've got a lot of calls already coming in. Jordan, let's go right to the phones.
If you want to talk to us, 1-800-684-3110. Jeff is calling from California on line 2. Jeff, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Jeff.
Yeah, how y'all doing today?
We're doing great. How can we help you?
All right. This war is basically a holy war. I mean, we can try to say it's not, but it's a God-hating war. They hate God and anything that has to do with God. They hate Israel because they stand for God. Whether they have the exact beliefs we have or not, but it's still the same God that they hate, and that's basically it. It's a satanic attack. We can try to say it's just this or that. It has nothing to do with politics. Because
well, this is, you know, I let me tell you where I agree with you. This is, it's way beyond politics. I mean, if you're, I'm here in the Middle East today. I mean, I'm broadcasting, as I said, for those of you that have just joined us, if you go to aclj.org, we're posting updated information. But also, something else that's interesting, I'm actually looking, we're in the town of Eilat, which is near the southern tip of Israel. To my left, literally, a couple of hundred yards away, is the border with Jordan, and there's a Jordanian flag flying. To my right, if you can imagine this, about a half mile down the road is Egypt. And then over the horizon, but clearly visible, towards the center of where I'm looking right now, which is over the near the water area, near the Eilat's on the water. It's actually an active port for Israel. If I look over that right now, I'm actually looking at Saudi Arabia. So your three areas. And you're absolutely correct. It is a religious war. There's a report today that was released today. It actually came out last week on Thursday, but it was not released, that in the Gaza Strip, which is the area last week, remember, that was taken over from Fatah, which is the more moderate government run by Mahmoud Abbas, and was taken over by Hamas, which is no different than Hezbollah. These are radical organizations. They are funded by Iran. They are terrorists. And what they did on Thursday was destroy a church and a Catholic school in the area, made sure they, of course, destroyed the symbols of Jesus that were represented throughout the church. They destroyed Bibles, But I will tell you right now, other than the situation in the north, there were the two rockets that were fired into Kiryat Shemona, which is on the northern border with Israel. No one was hurt there, fortunately. It's actually in the Israel portion of the Middle East. It's actually quite calm right now, and the reports we're getting from the rest of the country, other than in the Gaza Strip and Hamas, which is now controlled by Hamas, and Hezbollah, is very much under control. Now, we'll be going to other portions of Israel in the days ahead, so we'll give you a report as that develops. But again, I want to let our friends know that, first of all, we want to hear from you at 800-684-3110. What message would you like me to send to Israeli government officials that we're going to be meeting with throughout the week? Also, some of the citizens here in Israel that we're going to be meeting. What would you have us tell them at 800-684-3110? And we also want to do a proclamation of solidarity with the citizens of Israel, and we want to encourage people, Jordan, to get involved in that and to encourage thousands of you to contact us on this very important time for Israel, very important time for our nation as well, but we want to also make this proclamation of solidarity as we meet with government officials in the days ahead.
That's right. There's two easy ways to do so, folks. You can call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255, and stand in support of Israel against terror, joining the proclamation of solidarity while we're here in Israel and many of our ACLJ members come over. This is your way to stand with Israel as we're standing in Israel. 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org and sign the Proclamation of Solidarity online. Kathleen is calling from Ohio on line 3. Kathleen, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. And I'm very much, I've read a great deal about the issue, and I'm very much pro-Israel and pro-Palestine. And I just hope that what I would share with the Israelis, and as is what former President Carter has shared, that we need to deal with this issue and this conflict in a more fair and balanced way so that we don't continue to alienate other nations, and that Israel needs to really begin to abide by some of the U.N. resolutions that they
well,
demand.
Well, you know, if you look at the U.N. resolutions that have been issued, the greatest perpetrator of violations, of course, is actually Iran. And what you need to understand, I understand your sentiment, but what you have to understand is there's an agitating force within the Palestinian Authority. For instance, the Israeli government announced yesterday in a speech by the Prime Minister, Ehud Olmert, that, in fact, they were going to release money. The Israeli government was going to release money that had been basically put under a freeze because of concerns that Hamas was going to get access to it. Now the Hamas government has taken over the Gaza Strip from Fatah, which was the more moderate influence, and there's an internal struggle going on. This is what people need to understand. And if you look at the scriptures, this is right out of the scriptures, and there's an internal struggle going on within the Arab countries in and of themselves, both the moderate countries, or those that are more moderate, versus the terrorist organizations. And there's a real struggle going on there. And interestingly, this is not right now a situation where Israel is even involved in the conflict. And I want people to understand, we've got, as I said, almost 300 people coming over here in the next few days. Israel itself is very calm right now. I mean, we're in the southern portion of Israel today, but as we move further north, and we'll keep giving reports, Israel itself has been quite calm at this particular time. But again, we want to make sure that Israeli officials understand that we're supporting, we're standing with them, we're showing solidarity, and we are proclaiming our solidarity with Israel. If you want to help us on this, simply call our toll-free number, add your name. I'm going to be talking about this with Israeli officials literally in the hours and days ahead. And we need to let them know that thousands of Americans are praying for Israel and praying for the people here in Israel, 877-989-2255. And also praying for the Palestinian territories, that there'll be calm there and a more moderate government coming forward. Again, 877-989-2255. And here's the question that we're asking you, and that is, what do you think of the role of Israel? What would you have us tell Israeli government officials as we meet with them, and Jordanian officials as well? What's your view of the situation? 800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110 to talk to us.
Let's go right back to the phones. Kevin's calling from Indiana on line 5. Kevin, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Hi, Kevin. Good.
I was commenting on your question about how our role is to be played out as a part of an ally to Israel. Well, if you go back to the book of Daniel, and you read in the book of John in Revelation, you will see that the wings of an eagle reappear into the desert to take the mother out to the desert for a period of time, times, and divided times before the abomination of desolation begins. Well, we, as Israel's ally, we support Israel in their fight against terrorism, and for the Muslims who are looking to take out the infidel. And I believe that a big part of the reason that we are in Iraq is to be there when all this begins. And that is my belief and my comment on that. And that's
no, I appreciate your comment. And look, I think if you look at it from a biblical perspective, and again, we want people's comments on this. If you look at this from a biblical perspective, I will tell you this, that there is no doubt that we are commanded to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And that, and God says, I will bless those that bless thee and curse those that curse thee. When you look at the situation in some of the what's called Palestinian territories, they're in complete chaos right now. This is an internal Islamic struggle going on between more moderate influences and these basically terrorist groups. And the statement coming out of Kiryat Shemona just today here in Israel about these two Katyusha rockets that landed, no one hurt, fortunately. Is that this was not even Hezbollah, that these are more these Palestinian terrorist groups. So you've got to realize the nature. But this is a conflict as old as the Bible itself.
Let's go right back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Joseph calling from New York on line 6. Joseph, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hey, Joseph.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How can I help you, sir?
I'm glad you have this topic about what I think about Israel. The Bible says in Joel 3:2. It says, I will gather all nations and will bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat and will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage, Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land. And I believe that Israel should stand firm. We should need to pray for them because
I want to encourage you to show your solidarity, and I appreciate your call. We need to show our solidarity with Israeli government officials and with the people of Israel right now. It is that critical that we hear from people. Jordan's going to let you know how to do it.
Two-way Sue, so folks, you can call our toll-free number 877-989-2255 to join the Proclamation of Solidarity for Israel. You're standing in support of Israel against terrorism in this time of terror across the Middle East. But folks, we want you to stand with Israel as we're standing in Israel now, and so many of our members from around the country will be standing with us this week. 877-989-2255 to join the Proclamation of Solidarity with Israel. That's 877-989-2255. Now, to read the proclamation, go to www.aclj.org. You can also sign the proclamation online. So call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. Go to aclj.org and sign up online.
The road to success requires a good education, and no one knows that better than entrepreneur, global businessman, and publisher Steve Forbes.
The primary driver is the desire for freedom. Freedom of expression, freedom of action, and ultimately the freedom to create.
When it comes to education, Regent University is without parallel. With bachelor's degrees focused on critical areas like organizational leadership and management, global business, psychology, communication, religious studies, and elementary education, you'll learn from the best and the brightest, like Steve Forbes, a guest lecturer at Regent.
What you're going through now, developing the mind, human imagination, sense of adventure, innovation, inventiveness, that is the real source of capital in a society.
Take charge of your future right now. Discover more about Regent undergrad today. Classes are offered online and on campus. For more information or to apply, visit regentundergrad.com or call 1-800-374-4504. That's 1-800-374-4504. Regent undergrad. When you choose Regent, you're choosing to change your life. It's escalating. It is serious, and it puts the issue of terrorism front and center.
We're fighting a terrorist organization who is sponsored by the most vicious people on earth.
Israel in the middle, battling terrorists in the south and in the north, Hezbollah and Hamas, and the ever-increasing threat from Iran. This is such a critical time for the nation of Israel. With the war on terrorism clearly focused in the Middle East, the American Center for Law and Justice wants you to send a very powerful message to the Israeli government that America stands with Israel during this time of crisis. Sign on to ACLJ's Proclamation for Solidarity, showing your support for Israel. Call now, 1-877-989-2222. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. The Proclamation for Solidarity with Israel. Or you can add your name online at aclj.org. Israel is our friend. Israel is our ally. Support Israel now.
They're going to stop at nothing except if they're dead.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're live in Israel taking your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Talking about Israel, we've got a big trip coming up this week with ACLJ members across the country coming to join us here in Israel. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go right to the phones. Terry's calling from Georgia on line 5. Terry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Terry.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
How are you?
Great.
I can't believe you're over there.
We're here, and as I told people that if you're just joining us, I am actually looking right now out my window, if you can imagine this, Terry. To my left, about 200 yards, is a Jordanian flag because it's Jordan. To my right, about, Jordan, what did they say, about a half mile?
Yeah, about a half mile is the border of Egypt. You can see Saudi Arabia pretty clearly right from the hotel.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're right at the southern tip of Israel. It's really amazing what we're seeing. So we're able to get a kind of a firsthand look at what's going on here. We're going to be going throughout the entire country over the next 10 days. But go ahead, Terry. I'm glad you called.
I was just commenting on they've got Sharon back in office. They've got the person over there to take care of all this.
Well, you know, unfortunately, and many people are aware of this, but it has not been in the news lately, is that Ariel Sharon has been in a coma now for a year and a half. And is still in that coma, and he was a valiant leader. Right now, what is interesting, and there's an interesting political development going on right now, and that is, in Israel, Ehud Barak, the former prime minister of Israel with the Labor Party, has now been elected not only as the head of the Labor Party, but as the minister of defense. Now, he's also, and this is interesting, we had the opportunity to host Ehud Barak at Regent University last year. He is the most decorated military war hero in Israel since King David. And that's what is so fascinating. And they've also elected as president Shimon Peres. He has just been elected president. And actually, we found out today that Shimon Peres's name actually came from this region of southern Israel. It's a lot of immigrants to Israel had origin names from the countries of origin, Polish, Russian, whatever it might be. They took Hebrew names, what's called Hebrew names, when they came here. And Shimon Peres' name is actually a bird in this region. Of the southern portion of Israel. Shimon Peres, 84 years old, very well-respected leader, but Israel's going through a very tough political time right now, and of course the moderate influences within the Palestinian territory are also going through a tough time. Look, the terrorists are on the march, and we've got to be prepared to handle it. That's one of the reasons why we want you to sign on for our petition of solidarity. It's a proclamation of solidarity with Israel. We're going to be meeting with government officials. We'll be doing that in the days ahead. And I want to let them know that thousands of you have contacted us in just a week's amount of time here to let these people and the citizens of Israel know that you're standing with them. The phone number to add your name to the proclamation of solidarity, and by the way, you could do it online at aclj.org, and we've got updated information about the actual, I'm keeping it on the Daily Trial Notebook. We'll give you updates on the trip. Go to aclj.org as well. But you can also call us at 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or, as I said, aclj.org, where there's ability to sign up online and updated information there.
Let's go right back to the phones. Juanita is calling from Ohio on line 2. Juanita, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, how are you, Jay?
We're doing great.
Good. And Jordan, hi to you, too. But what I wanted to do is ask Jay if you will, and just encourage the political leaders over there. I believe what the Word of God said, that he gave Israel that land, and he will give it back to them. We don't know when, and we don't know what they'll have to go through, but he never told them in the Word of God to share it with the other nations. As a matter of fact, he told them not to. So that is their land. I'm standing with Israel. I pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I thank God for the work you guys are doing, and I just want to encourage them that is their land.
Well, we're gonna do that. We're gonna encourage them. We're gonna share your words of sentiment. We appreciate you calling in. And as I said, I am looking right now, literally, I'm in Israel. If you can imagine this, from the hotel window, To my left is Jordan. To my right is Egypt, all in visual distance. I'm not, in fact, the border from Jordan to Egypt with Israel in between here is probably not 3 miles, if you can imagine that. And then over the horizon where the mountains I see actually right now in my hotel room is Saudi Arabia. So four countries in the Middle East literally within miles of each other. So it's a fascinating place to be and a fascinating time to be here. We're looking forward to hundreds of our members joining us in Israel in the next several days.
If you want to join the Proclamation of Solidarity with Israel, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can stand with Israel against terrorism, 877-989-2255. Or go to ACLJ.org and sign up online. Vera is calling from Oklahoma on line one. Vera, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Vera.
Good morning to you both. Excuse me. Yes, I just want to say Sha'alu Shalom Sherushalayim. I believe that it's the responsibility of every Christian in this one nation under God to support Israel.
I appreciate you calling in and saying that, and I appreciate that reference to Scripture, because the command to pray for the peace of Jerusalem is such a clear part of Scripture, and it's a theme throughout the Old Testament. Jesus wept over the city of Jerusalem, and we'll be giving you live reports, Israel. Let me get Logan Sekulow on the broadcast as well. Logan is here in Israel as well. And Logan, you've got an event coming up, which we'll talk about in a moment. But first, you're going to be covering also on your website at loganshow.com. You're going to be having information posted on this trip to Israel, as well as some video updates that we're all going to be doing just a couple of days from now.
Right, on loganshow.com and on the Logan Show podcast, we'll be shooting stuff here and there around Israel just to kind of give everyone the feel of what's going on. Sort of a inside the look of what's happening here on this Israel trip. And it's been great so far. It's been fantastic.
Let me ask you this. You've got a big, the summer's always a time for big evangelism outreaches around the United States. You're participating in a big Christian festival. Tell us the details of that.
Right. Here in Israel, when they're checking everyone's tickets back, they're like, okay, you're going to New York. That makes sense. Okay, you're going to New York. That makes sense. And they were like, Logan, you are going to Minnesota. What is wrong with you? I think no one had ever gone directly from Tel Aviv to Minnesota yet. But, yes, I'm going directly to Wilmar, Minnesota, actually, to Sunshine Festival. It's Sunshine Festival with an O, sunshinefestival.com. And there are great bands like Switchfoot and the Newsboys, Casting Crowns, Reliant K, Toby Mac, Jeremy Camp. All your big Christian artists are going to be there. And I'll be hosting the second stage there with Sanctus Real and Day of Fire and a bunch of other great bands. It's really just sort of a fun event that it's just a really cool Christian music festival, unlike any of the ones you go to, right in the middle of Minnesota and just a little bit away from the walls of America, which is always good.
Let me ask you this. Information posted at loganshow.com?
Definitely. If you can't make it over to sunshinefestival.com, if that slips your mind, go to loganshow.com. There's a big banner there. All you can do is click and find out where. And you'll see, you'll say, Logan Sekulow, host of the second stage. And come by and say, hey, the whole Logan Show crew will be out there, and it'll be a fun time for everybody.
Great. And Logan also will be posting information. Again, it's on his website now, but he's going to post information about this Israel trip. And we're actually going to all be doing some videos later in the week, so we'll have those available online as well. Jordan, do we have time for one more call?
Yeah, we'll take one more call. Hilda is calling from Michigan on line four. Hilda, very quickly, you're on Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, great.
I just want to say that God chose Israel because it was a small nation, not because it was large, so that he could prove and show the people that he is God, and he's doing the same thing today. And however it goes in Israel, that's the way it goes in the rest of the world. If there is war and corruption there, it's going to be spread out because Israel is a chosen nation by God.
Well, I agree. I couldn't agree any better. I couldn't think of a better way to end the program than what you just said. And that is absolutely correct. This is God's land, and he gave it to his people. It's now our job to help defend that and show solidarity in that front, because the reality is we've got a very, very aggressive terrorist cells operating throughout the world, but certainly right here in Israel. And you saw that with the fall of the moderate government in the Gaza Strip. Now, we're going to be going near that region, not in that region, obviously, but near that region, and it'll be interesting to give you a firsthand report there. But again, we've got this proclamation of solidarity with Israel. I want to really urge you to call us today on this, because I'm going to be meeting with government officials throughout the 10 days here, and I want to make sure that they know there are thousands of you praying for and standing with Israel. So ACLJ.org or call our toll-free number.
877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org to sign up online.